Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight. We are live on Station 1. It's April 22nd, 2013. Today is a Monday, and we are here with Ron tonight on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. And we'll be having a great hour of healings on the Healing Highway. So, Ron, I am going to turn it over to you, and if everybody could bring up the picture of the large light being. It is located at bbsradio.com/creationlightship or at Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, let's, what do you say, we energize this light being for everybody tonight.
Okay, so get it in front of you. And again, we'll bring in the male energy. So here they come, stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, they want some more energy here. So maybe somebody out there is in need of more peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And I'll do a clearing. Anybody has maybe trauma from the weekend, because today's Monday. Here we go. So weekend trauma. One, think of your trauma that you've had or experienced or heard about something, whatever you reacted to causing trauma in your life. To push buttons. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So with like the trauma clearing, you may not have really had an experience with trauma, but you felt trauma in your body from what somebody else experienced. So what that means is that you have that button. And how big is the button that's giving you trauma? Is it a little small one? Or do you have a really big one? You know, how bad did something affect you? So that's a good way to understand and realize that things outside of your self do affect you and need to get that energetic body cleaned out to get rid of things attaching, cording to you and bringing up your past, which you may know nothing about because it's through your ancestors, so you want to get that out of you to become peaceful. So this show is all about allowing you to have peace in your life, and that's what the clearings are for, is to clean out your DNA, and then when that happens, your spirit comes more fully into you, whatever it can do, and that will bring peace. And when the light ship does a clearing, it takes away the situation, the event, and then from there, peace is in its place, and it's really hard to look back upon it almost always because all you see is peace. So everybody looked upon the situation that we just got through clearing. It was your choice of what you wanted, and you should feel more peaceful. And you may even look at the event, the situation, and say, oh, well, I understand things happen, and, you know, been there, done that, or, wow, I'm glad it wasn't me or something, and I'm not affected by all the emotions and situations that you've been encountering. So we'll turn it back over to Elizabeth. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Ron, for the light being activation and also for the trauma clearing. If you have any questions about the Creation Lightship, there's a really great Creation Lightship Wikipedia document that is both on our bbsradio.com main page. And also, if you'd like any more information on all of the online interactive healings that Ron does and the timeline releases, you can check out his website at creationlightship.com. And there are also links to the question and answer document and the Wikipedia. So I'd like to welcome everybody tonight again and just say we are taking your questions. If you'd like a question answered or you'd like to have a testimonial read live on air, you can email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com, And I believe we are also taking callers this evening. If you've had an unusual experience in the past couple days, or you'd like to maybe think about an unusual experience and call in, you could also call in on our paranormal radio show night, which is Fridays on Station 2, 6:55 Pacific Standard Time, 9:55 Eastern Standard Time. That would be great. But I'll read the numbers out for everybody who's listening. You can try toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or try line 4 at 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. That's station 1 tonight. Okay, so Ron, one of the things that I thought of while you were doing that clearing is it seems like the more people we interact with in our lives, you know, the more people we talk to or interact with, it seems like we really have to pay attention to those buttons. And the more opportunities we have for those buttons to get pushed. So I think it's really important, especially if you're, you know, dealing with a lot of people or you have a job where you're coming into contact with a lot of people. It is really important to pay attention to who's courting you or what's courting you and how you're reacting to that. There may be something there that you then need to go back in and clear more fully.
Yeah, so always kind of take note on what's happening to you, how your body's responding. And your body will have the energy attached to it. So you may not really be a body person. You may just say, oh, I don't know. I don't live in my body too much. I live in my head. And, you know, naturally your head, your thoughts control your body. And your body normally won't have a say-so in what you're going to experience. You know, if we had a dessert counter here in front of us right now, and being that it wouldn't be light shift food, but you had all these favorite-looking desserts and things that you used to like throughout your age, and it was all there, the perfect piece, you'd probably be tempted and start to eat something. Well, your body might say, you know, I really don't want to have that. But your mind says, boy, this looks great. And then all of a sudden, because your mind says it looks great, then your body starts to have more saliva probably and doesn't really want to eat it, but it eats it anyway. And all of a sudden, you may say, well, yeah, I shouldn't have ate it. You know, I'm gaining weight. I shouldn't have ate that gallon of ice cream, but it sure was great and was homemade, you know, and I just couldn't stop. And so, you know, so all of a sudden, you know, you realize that, geez, my mind is controlling my body. Does my body really have a say-so in life here? No. Typically, most people don't listen to what their body wants to have. Sometimes you may have external fears happening where you kind of like balk at the bit and go, I better not do that. But is that really your body doing it, or is that something that would be one of your energetic bodies carrying that fear? So it's another way of looking at life. But, yeah, the buttons are there, and unfortunately, people like pushing the buttons, and they don't even realize that they're pushing it, just that you're experiencing something, and you're going for the ride on somebody else's experience. Hmm. And so, you know, if you hear somebody, like, even somebody telling a story, you know, there's great storytellers out there. And, in fact, that's another thing, like meditation, looking at that aspect, you know, as you get these stories told to you, then you go for that ride. You know, and you're experiencing that. Well, that's all mental stuff, but it is affecting your energetic bodies because they're now coming into play. Especially, you know, if somebody said, oh, you're having this nice walk out in the country and it's beautiful, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, man, you slipped and you're falling down a cliff. Well, right away, what's your body going to do? It's going to go, oh, no. Well, these energetic bodies that you don't know anything about is making your body respond and get tense. So that's what you want to clear out. You want to get rid of these judgments. So people do trigger things only because you have it inside of yourself. That's why you want to have the clearance of get back into peace. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. And if you're interested in any of the trauma clearings on creationlightship.com, there are a bunch of them, the fetus and birth trauma clearing, the media news event trauma removal, the trauma body clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing, and then it goes back through the generations. They're all very thorough. So we never know really who or what is courting us. And I find, Ron, that a lot of times people are really keen to share their stories of what's going wrong in their lives or what kind of pain or, you know, problem is bothering them, whether it's a physical pain. You're in a diner or whatever and someone starts talking to you about their knee pain, and then suddenly you're completely hooked and you're corded to that. And then we don't really realize how powerful the mind energy is. So that's why it's really important to try to be heart-centered as much as possible. And especially on the healing highway, it's really important to stay focused on your own healing and try not to get sucked into everybody else's problems, because then, you know, you're going on that ride with them whether or not you want to. There's a couple of things that we can do, and I think in order to feel the body more strongly and the heart energy more strongly, there's the increasing the life force energy, which is a really simple exercise. We can do that every day. And also the shrink wrap, which is I command my body energy to shrink wrap. And that's a really wonderful tool we can all use to kind of keep our energy close to our body. Ron, I don't know how you'd feel about this, but would you want to do maybe increasing the life force energy for everybody? We can follow along with you.
Sure, that sounds great. So what I always do is have people feel the energy between the palm of their hands. You don't have to do that, but once you do it a few times, then you kind of train your body and your spirit to know what's happening. So what you're doing is you're increasing your spirit energy in your body. And using the term life force, that would be your spirit energy. And so you say it out loud, now increase my life force energy. Very simple. And if you want to sample the energy, then put your hands, you know, in front of you, palms facing forward, and you're going to start to feel, before you do anything, you're going to feel like this presence of, like, compressing a ball or a spring, or like two men with the same pull, you know, repelling each other, like two north poles or two south poles coming together. If you reverse the magnet, it'll be law of attraction, okay? The other way, it's going to repel. So you're going to feel like you have this energy. So all you do is, once you feel it, then you just say out loud. Remember, if you don't say it out loud, then you're not doing it properly, because then you're in the mental realm, and that's not going to affect you at all. You want to be in the physical. So here we go. Say it out loud, and you want to move your hands further apart one time and come back in again and sample. You don't want to fluff your hands like you're fluffing a pillow. You're not trying to build energy. You're just trying to see where it is. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy, and move your hands apart and come back in. Typically, it might be 50% to double what it was before. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 So if you notice, you're probably already all the way alongside of your body here. And normally for most people, when I do it at expos and events, doing it probably 5 to 6 times, you're already fully charged up. So you can stop now. If you want to do it 100 times, you're going to start releasing energy blocks in your body, and you might feel your body have like an internal earthquake or shiver or shake or something, might have chills, might feel your body kind of pulsate, and that's because you're getting rid of an energy block where your spirit is trying desperately to come back into you, and it can do some healing and get rid of it. So that's a good exercise to do, and that will make you more present and be more in the moment when you do this. So hopefully you're feeling great, and this is good to do when you get tired at night, or you're going to just get up. Maybe you wake up, you didn't sleep very well, and you go, man, I got to do all this work today. Then do that, and you're going to find yourself completely changed. So it's a good exercise to do, and anybody can do it, and it's very simple, even young children. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Ron. That's a really great one to remember to do. And one of the things I noticed is that when I first started doing it, when I first heard about it on the show, and I would put my palms, you know, together to feel my life force energy, I mean, there was like nothing there. I mean, it was very faint. And now when I do it, I'm maybe a foot apart. So there's, you know, you can feel as you do it more. You really do increase your life force and your spirit energy, which is, you know, where we all want to be and have our own spirit more fully in our body. So thank you so much, and I'm sure everybody following along is really enjoying that too. There were a couple of questions and actually a few testimonials about the air cushion, which is, I guess, something that you did on the Saturday show. A couple people wrote in after that show, and they said, comparing the left side to the right side, they actually felt air, and it's cooler even with their socks on. Another person wrote, what an amazing confirmation of how efficient, effective, and amazing the light energy is. Thanks. And somebody else wrote in about the body braces, saying that they were overweight, and the braces give them the same feeling as if they are in water, half their weight, and extreme movement. Ron, thanks. So that's really great. Thank you so much for writing in, everybody. Okay, I do have another observation from somebody who said they were in New York and they drove to New Jersey about 15 minutes. And if anybody knows the East Coast area, that's not easy to do in the New York City metropolitan area. So they said there were no cars either behind or in front of them for about 2 miles. They kept thinking that they were on a country road and not the New Jersey Turnpike. They were happy not to be in the car alone, and they said it was weird with so few cars on the road. So this is getting maybe into a little bit of our Friday night territory, but Ron, just wondering if you wanted to comment on that or had any observations about that?
Well, I would say that the people in that area probably got abducted, and they weren't around. Why, you know, you have to look at traffic patterns. So, you know, everybody lives somewhere. And I know when I go to Los Angeles, you know, I want to look at gridlock, and I don't want to be on the road between probably 3 o'clock and maybe 7 at night. Because if you are, you know, you're going to be on the freeway for a long time. Then if there's a wreck or something, you could be on it forever.
Yeah.
we're coming back from, I'll just go a little sideways here. It's kind of interesting for me to have this observation. We're coming back, and we're on the I think the 405 freeway before it got into 5. And so we're on the freeway, you know, going before the Grapevine, and I don't know, I'll just say, guessing 20 miles before that, there was a car accident on the left side. So I'm watching it. I didn't see the accident, but I'm watching, you know, the traffic stop. And we're driving for probably 15 minutes, and all these cars are coming, and they're all stopping. So you can think maybe 1,000 cars or so had to actually stop because of an accident. I'm wondering, you know, kind of just curious, you know, why didn't they put a sign up, you know, every, you know, few miles or something to say, hey, you're going to be delayed for probably 2 or 3 hours. Just turn off and, you know, go to a restaurant or something, or go to a movie, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm watching all these, and plus you can get an accident that way. Somebody could be, you know, doing something, and all of a sudden the car in front of them, you know, jams the brakes on, and there could be a lot of rear-end fender benders. So I just thought, you know, like, lack of concern why, you know, that wasn't even addressed, because, you know, in California you have Caltrans plus the CHP and everything else, and this is probably true in every town. Why weren't people told? So that's kind of going sideways a bit. But, you know, if you live in, like, Los Angeles, you know, if you were in gridlock, you know, you plan your day, you know. You know, I've heard of people who had a commute to work for, like, 2.5 hours each direction. And that's because they had to get a lower-priced home initially in the boonies. And now the boonies is, you know, not the boonies anymore. You know, it's a big city. But they had to do that to get a cheaper house. And now, see, it's a drive to work. You know, that's 5 hours out of your life just driving, plus your eight-hour workday, you know. So, anyway, that's kind of what people experience. And all of a sudden now, you know, these people are not on the freeway. So just think if you live in L.A. or a big city, wherever you're listening, and all of a sudden you're looking at, you know, 3 to 4 lanes on the freeway, nobody's there. You know, what would you think of that? Well, they all got sick. That would be the obvious thing, you know. Maybe all their cars broke down. Well, that could be a possibility, but the main thing is they're not here. And so where are they? And that's another question. If they're not here, then where are they? Well, they're abducted somewhere else. So that's the process. I saw that today when I was driving. I got up a little earlier than normal. I was on the going someplace at 8 o'clock in the morning, and for like 3 miles, there's only me and one other car on the road going south on I-5, which is very, very unusual. The other side of the freeway had some trucks, but no cars. But that's hardly, I mean, it felt like it was a holiday and everybody already was somewhere else, you know. So I experienced that today. So people are being taken out and they're going somewhere else and coming back in again. And when they do come in, they may be kind of a different person. And the other day I was driving and I go, uh-oh. These cars feel weird on the freeway, and I'm going to turn off because the people just felt like they had, like, no energy in their bodies, and the car's moving, and, you know, I got people ahead of me and behind me. They just felt like they weren't even humans. So I just turned off, and they're driving kind of strange, you know, going over the road and going slow, like 50 miles an hour in the fast lane, you know. And I go, well, I'm getting off. I don't want to be by these clone replicas that are here that don't know how to drive a car. And I don't want to get into an accident. So that was my choice, just to get off and let them do their own thing as they're probably learning how to drive a car for the first time in their life, being landed here. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. So that's happening. So new ones are coming in. Where the old ones are, who knows? I guess the old saying is better them than me, and at least this program will give you a lot better consciousness as you start doing these healings and things. You may be under a lot more protection than you'd even think about just by coming onto this program. And then if you do clearings and healings, then you're going to have probably a better chance to be more neutral and not to get involved with other people's scenarios, especially the abduction ones. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. It really is true. And I know, I mean, I live in kind of a rural area, but even around here, I notice there seem to be a lot less people. And, I mean, I know we are going a little sideways here, but it's interesting to bring it back around to the perspective of doing your clearings and your healings, because I think you do kind of become more self-sufficient and independent, and you don't really rely on everybody else's energy and everybody else's input in order to make these decisions. And, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm going to go home now, I've had enough, and you don't even realize it, but that may be the result of having done clearings. It's just you kind of want to keep your body energy close to you and keep it safe, which is, you know, really important to do so you're not taken sideways. But I've also noticed that, Ron, and I think it's pretty interesting what you brought up too about, like, everybody's on a holiday, because I frequently have that feeling. It just seems like there's a quietness, or there's a kind of a lack of that frenetic energy that you associate even with the cities. You know, when I go into the city, it's kind of the same thing. It feels like everything's sort of overlapping and time's kind of slowing down around me, which is interesting. So, you know, thank you so much for writing in with that testimonial, and just continue to pay attention, and, you know, hopefully doing the clearings and the timeline crashes will help with avoiding those abduction scenarios. So, Ron, I have a kind of an interesting question here from a listener who lives next to a nature reserve area, and they would like to know how to clear out a large nature reserve, which consists of agriculture, grasslands, animals, forests, soil, birds, and water. Maybe, Ron, you can look into this. So is that maybe a space clearing type of thing, or location space clearing? What's the best way to clear out a large area like that?
Boy, that's a good one. You'd have to probably go to each individual thing to have it cleared, whatever is living there. So if you, like, say you went to a zoo and you wanted to help out the animals, and you have to go to each one of those animals and do a clearing on it. And then how long would that clearing last? So, you know, a location clearing, you know, space clearing could work, but it's not really designed for that. It's designed to help you where you are in a certain little area, not, you know, like a large forest or something. So that's not what I'm here to do, to clear things out. I'm just here to help people on the ascension path. They clear out their bodies. But, you know, you could do a little area. Maybe you want to clear out the public restroom or something, you know, do a space clearing on it. But as far as a large thing with animals or whatever, I don't see that, you know, working that well. Plus, you know, that would take a lot of energy from me to try to clear out the world, you know. I'm not here to do that. So I'm here to work with people. So if you have a problem, I can help you. But as far as other things like that, you know, that's not what I'm here to do.
I mean, maybe one of the things would be if this listener feels a particular attachment to an area of the nature preserve, you could do maybe a location space clearing for a month or a week on that particular part of it, and kind of use yourself as the, you know, as the, I guess, not the conduit, but, you know, the, you know, how you relate to that particular space or location, and try to clear that energy out. So that's kind of important, to sort of stay centered in yourself, and maybe just see if that helps. Would that be a good idea, Ron?
Well, the clearing will work through the person. So let's just say that you were going to a certain location and you wanted to have that space cleared out, then you could clear yourself out and the space out that you're going to at the same time. A lot of people do that when they're driving their cars or maybe on the subway or something. They do a space clearing to clear the energy around them, but it's not going to clear, you know, maybe over 50 feet around you. Anything past that will not be affected, just where you're going to be. So that's how that clearing works.
Hmm.
So back to you, Elizabeth.
It seems like the subway would be a really good place to do a space clearing. You know, if you commute by subway or by bus and you know you're going to be there for a particular amount of time, you could do a space clearing on that to sort of get yourself cleaned out. The other thing I thought of is, would space holders maybe work in that type of situation where you're traveling somewhere, you're with a, you know, a group of people, like in a carpool or a subway?
Probably not.
Okay.
Not.
Okay.
So what we could do is a clearing, as we're talking about, you know, locations, let's do a clearing for energetic cording. So you can see how this is affecting you, because energetic cording is a big one. So let's first look at where you've been today, and everybody can think where they've been. And even if you're maybe homesick in bed or something, you're still in your bed. So just think of where you went to, and we'll do a energetic cord release. Because if you're around people, people could have quartered you, or even that location could have quartered you. Maybe you're out and about and you wanted to get a bite to eat, and so all of a sudden you thought of a place that you went to in the past, and are you quartered to that? So maybe the owner of the restaurant or whatever it would be, the diner, you know, put an energetic cord on you, which you know nothing about, and when you drive in by his place, he wants to get more business, so all of a sudden you pull in and you want to eat there. That's a possibility. It's kind of like psychic warfare. You know, people are doing psychic things.
Yeah,
trying to. The expos are good for that because everybody's
like
a dollar, you know, and they all want to get somebody to come to their booth, so they start charging the energies up, you know, weeks before, whatever they do with their practice to make sure that it's going to be a good event for them. So that's very common. So here we go. So think of the place that you've been, and I'll take away five cords, because there's probably more than one attached to you. So let's first take away the first one. You may get a picture of somebody maybe who was there looking at you, and all of a sudden you're going to feel that cord get released, and maybe that person's face or whatever will not show up any longer. So here we go. First cord, this is your choice of where you've been today. There'll just be one location, so just think of that same location, and I'll release five cords from that. So here we go. One, first cord being released. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Second cord being released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And third cord. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Fourth cord. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And number five. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now I'm going to do something a little different. Let's just say that you went into this location, right? And we'll say they're serving food and you smelled the food from the kitchen, you know, as they're cooking it, and you like that smell, whatever it would be. We're going to take away that energetic cord from you. So here we go. Just see how your breathing is. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Now we'll do another one, and we probably have all had this experience where you go into the restroom, and it was kind of like somebody died in there, you know? So here we go. So think of that time when that happened to you. It could have been today or some other time, okay? And we'll just see how your body feels now, getting that energy off of it. But you're still probably connected to it. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. We'll see what those comments are like. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow, Ron. Thank you. I'm really yawning on that last one. I feel like you just described my entire weekend from the food to the bathroom situation. I was in a lot of airports, and it was so funny. We were talking earlier about, you know, your mind wanting something, your body not really wanting it. And I walked past like a pizza kiosk, and I was really hungry. So I thought, oh, that pizza smells really good, and I'll get it. And I knew it was going to be awful. And then as I was eating it, after, you know, the first bite, I'm like thinking to myself, I really shouldn't be eating this. But it's really true. So thank you so much. I definitely appreciate those. And if you do have anything you want to type in as a testimonial for that last clearing that Ron did, please type it into the fast chat, or you can email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thanks again, Ron. That's really really important to remember that. And
what I'm thinking on the bathroom situation, okay?
That was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, for most people, that's maybe for everybody. Clones, I don't know about, but for most people, you know, it'd be something that it would probably be pretty unpleasant. Okay. And so what I'm thinking is, what
I'm
if,
still yawning from that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if for some reason your body goes, oh no, not again. You know, this is like the 50th time this happened. And then it started to take away your sensations for smell. Okay. I'm just going a little out on a limb here talking about this, but it could be true. Maybe your body shutting down your smell. So if you have lost the sense of smell, you might want to try the special clearing. So the special clearing is designed for physical situations. And you may want to go in there and just put in, you know, a sense of smell and just see if maybe some of that returns back to you. I can't say that it would, but it's a whole lifetime clearing, but it might be interesting to try, you know. Just an idea, because maybe your body does respond to situations that you're in, and it may have just shut down some of your smelling ability to sense things. So just an idea. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Ron. So if you're looking for that, you would just type in the search for a healing box on creationlightship.com special, and then hit the word go, and the special healings page comes up, and that is a whole lifetime clearing. So it's for basically anything you would want to put in there. But that's really true, Ron. As we go through life, I feel like, and I think I was just talking about this with somebody, where, you know, when you're a little kid or you're a child, you don't like certain foods or certain things taste different to you. They taste sharp or strong because your taste buds are so sensitive. And then kind of as you go through life, you know, little kids don't really like coffee and they don't like, you know, certain spicy foods. And then you kind of, as you grow older, you tend to need those spicier things, probably because your senses are getting dulled by all of the crap that your body's being put through. So, and especially if you have like an unpleasant experience like that with the bathroom situation, I know like just in the past few days that I've had that feeling several times. So it's definitely not like a pleasant one. So I think we tend to shut down our senses a lot of the times because we don't really want to feel the unpleasantness of that. So that would be really interesting to try. And if anybody's done something like this and you'd like to call in, maybe you've done a special healing and you've had something happen that you'd like to share, you can call in and share that with us at 888-627-6008. That's toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. And it's 888-627-6008. And also try line 4, which is area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. Okay. So thanks again, Ron. I'm actually still yawning from that last clearing that you did. very interesting. I'm going to have to try that one myself, I think. This is just somebody wrote in a nice little testimonial. I guess it was after the Saturday night show, and that is the show where we go live to the Lightship during the Saturday evening show on BBS on Station 2. And this person wrote, my seven-month-old kittens did not want to leave the Lightship tonight. So you can always bring up your animals, your flowers, trees, pets, garden and plants, as Ron always says. So that's a nice thing to do, and thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it. Okay, so I'm not showing any more questions right now, Ron. So I'm wondering, I'm just going to check the fast chat really quick, but I'm wondering if there's any, maybe a sample energy you might like to bring in for everybody to experience.
Okay, let's Let's look for, we can take away pain. People a lot of times have pain in their bodies, or past pain. So if you have like maybe a knee condition, maybe arthritis, maybe a back problem, a pinched nerve, maybe you stepped on something and you're limping, you know, just think of that pain and we'll take away the pain energy. That may help you. Then I'll also do entities. So those two kind of go hand in hand. So if you have pain, almost always I'd say you're picking up entities because they want to live off that pain energy too, because they're wanting to experience your experience to get energy from you. And then they give you their stuff, which is more pain. So here we go. We'll first do pain clearings. Just kind of take note maybe on how much pain is released from you. You know, so right now we'll say you're at a number 10 pain, whatever you have, it's a 10. And I'll do the clearing and then write down on a piece of paper what number you think you have with that pain. And then we'll do entities, and we'll just see if it drops more. So here we go. So you're at a 10 now, so do a pain clearing, and I'll count to 10 a couple of times. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's for pain. Now we'll do entities. See what number you're at, you know. And now we're going to do entities. And maybe if I did, you know, 20 more of these, it may go from 1 to 0. But let's first see what you have now for entities. Because entities could be staying with you and bringing back that pain, you know, after a short while. So entities, releasing those attached to your pain is what you drew to yourself unknowingly. And they're floating around here. So here they go. These are ghosts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is emotional bodies of people who are no longer living. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, I'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So see how you're feeling.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. I am definitely feeling all of those. Wow, my eyes are watering and I'm tearing up and yawning and all kinds of good stuff. So that's a great release. Thank you so much. So it just goes to show you, you know, you think you're doing clearings and you're doing healings, and then something else cords you, and you have to go back in and clear it out. So you just have to keep working through those things, and it's definitely very eye-opening once you start doing them. So, wow. I wonder if anybody else is feeling this really intensely. So I definitely seem to be. Thank you so much.
I'll do one more. So let's say that you're in pain, okay? And you have the pain situation. Now let's look at, you're out and about and maybe you're limping. And so now people see you and maybe they're thinking, well, I'm glad that this person has it, which is you, and I don't have the situation. Or maybe they're having compassion for you. Or maybe they're doing some prayer work too, because they go, oh, this is my calling. I can now do some prayers for you.
Oh, dear.
Out there, I go to church tonight, and this is what I'm here to do, is to pray for people who are in pain. So let's take away that cord. This is an energetic cord that they are connecting to you, and they could be giving you more pain, too. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This feels heavy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do it one more time. 1, 2, 10. So you were at a 10, and where are you now? How much have these different clearings helped you? Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely down to about a 2 or a 3, and my nose will not stop running. So thank you, Ron. Really appreciate it. And
your nose from the bathroom experience?
I don't know. I think it might be. You know, I didn't even realize that, but as soon as you said that, I just felt like this instant, like, oh, that's gross, because I hate going into public bathrooms. And, I mean, who likes doing that? But, you know, sometimes you have to. But it really makes you stop and think, you know, how many reactions that you have like that, excuse me, you know, that you don't even know you're having them. But, yeah, now I'm, like, feeling it in my throat. And so I feel like that something huge just got lifted off of me. So that's great, yeah. But definitely, I definitely felt all of those last ones that you did. So I must have picked up a lot of garbage over the weekend.
Let's go on the public bathroom again. Okay. So what I always do, before I wash my hands, I'll normally get a paper towel. But I don't want to touch the faucet. Okay.
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay. And then I also take another one and, you know, open the door with that on the way out.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
So let's just assume that you don't do that. And we're just giving you some awareness here. So let's do a clearing on your hand or hands that you touch that faucet with, okay? And we'll just see if that energy comes off you from the last time you were at a public restroom. Here we go. So one, taking away this energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how your hands are feeling. Might feel different. I don't know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's really interesting. Like, I noticed immediately, like, my hand felt more flexible and not quite as stiff. So that's, I'm just looking at it now. Wow. This is such a great show tonight, Ron, and I just wanted to remind everybody, you know, if you're listening and you've been helped out by one of Ron's healings, or you've been on the show and, you know, you've experienced something that has helped you, you can always donate. We really appreciate all the donations, and there's a link on the BBS page for PayPal if you'd like to donate something to Ron, or you can always do that through creationlightship.com. And I know a lot of the times we haven't brought this up in a while, but you can also sponsor a show, and that show will be, you can write down everything that you want us to talk about, and we would devote the entire show to whatever healings and clearings you'd like to experience, maybe whatever problems you might be having in your life. So it's a really great way to connect with the lightship and connect with your own spirit, which is, if you're interested in doing that, you can just email us or email Ron at CLS Questions and just let us know if you'd like to do that. So thanks again, Ron, for all of those samples. And it is really important, especially, you know, that's one of the things we like to talk about on this show, is to keep up with doing the healings. It's really important, as I'm just realizing sitting here now, every time I co-host the show, it's always a different experience. And, you know, you may be corded to things that you didn't even realize you were corded to. So definitely important to get back in there and clear that out. And I seem to be calming down now, so my body seems to be calming down now, Ron, so thank you again. And somebody did have a question on the fast chat. They were wondering what causes a heat rush in the body clearing blockages.
It's just your body opening up to more spirit energy. So That means that you had a blockage, and the blockage maybe was preventing the body from having a healing. Maybe your spirit wasn't connected. Your body maybe had a blockage where the body wasn't working properly. So that's kind of what that's about. People have chills or their body shakes a little bit. You could have like a hot flash or something. That's all perfectly normal as you go through a healing process. So if you do have that experience, it's just telling you that, yeah, something happened. And you may not even know what it's associated with. So that's the way it works. I will say one thing, people who do sponsor shows, normally you're going to feel the lightship energy come in about a half an hour before the show. And it's quite a nice experience. So you will feel your whole place getting cleaned out as they come in to try to help you. And it's just a nice experience. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it is a really wonderful experience. And we're kind of winding down here. We have about, 4 or 5 minutes left for the show tonight. But a lot of the times what I find is you don't always know what you're getting until maybe a couple days after. And I know that's especially true with the 8-hour healing intensive conference calls, which we just had the second day of that yesterday, Sunday, April 21st. And there's one more 8-hour healing intensive call coming up on the 28th. So if you're interested in that, if you go to creationlightship.com, you'll find it right at the top of the webpage. And it's a really wonderful, intense healing experience, and you can be live on the call or you can be absentee. And Ron does all kinds of water charging and skin misting water, and it's a really wonderful call to be on, especially if you're having a lot of physical issues, because the light being doctors will really help you out with a lot of the issues that you've been having. The other calls that Ron does are every week. There's the special weekly clearings. And there is a Thursday call, which is the clone body removal special, and the Tuesday call, which is courting removal. So if you felt a lot of energy leave you on the samples that Ron did tonight, you might want to jump on that one, because it's a great call to sort of, as you go through the day, especially if you have a job where you're interacting or working with a lot of people, you're out in the public a lot of the times. I just realized you may have cords attached to you that you don't even know about, so that might be a good one if you felt a lot of energy leave you tonight. And then there's the Friday call, which is the entity removal special, so that's the emotional bodies cording removal, and Ron also did a sample of that on the show tonight. So if you felt a lot of energy there, that would also be a good one to check out, is that Friday call, the entity removal special. So Ron, we just have maybe about 2 minutes left here, and I don't see any more questions in CLS questions. I'm going to check the fast chat again. And, I think that I don't really see any reactions, so maybe.
Well, yeah, the people may connect with the next show or the paranormal, maybe, give their comments, listeners, who heard the show here, maybe they can come back and talk about it.
That would be great.
Yeah,
if you people are commenting. Sorry, I just had to skip back a few to get the comments. But people are saying they have trouble with abduction something in the public bathrooms. That's interesting. And people are saying they take paper towels in with you. Many bathrooms have hand dryers and no towels. And other people are saying they use paper toweling for doing that too. So, and on the pain clearing sample, somebody is saying their neck was a 10 and now about a 3. So that's interesting. That's great. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll just end the show, I guess. We're bringing some peace energy for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So thank you, Elizabeth. And our next program is Wednesday on Station 1. and it's at 7 o'clock. Good night, everybody.